This is KUT. Learning to ride a bike is a monumental moment in a child's life. It's often their first chance of independence. But for many children who struggle with disabilities, this opportunity may never come. Bianca Paz reports, one 13-year-old is overcoming the odds despite his battle with a little-known disease.
This is Eduardo Labastida's first bike.
Pedaling. Doing a good job. Really good job.
It's silver with training wheels and a frame that dips low in front of the seat to help him get on and off. His mother, Yamilet Labastida, runs along beside him, helping to push and steady the bike.
Here.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Right here.
Yeah, the clouds are here.
Right here.
And the sun is above the clouds. Yes.
Eduardo pedals with all his might. Every churn is an accomplishment because he has mitochondrial disease. It can make verbal expression difficult, so his mother, Yamilet, speaks for him.
So the first time he tried it, it was kind of scary because he didn't know. He thought he was going to fall. But we were able to adjust the tires in the right way that he could feel comfortable. And then he started getting confident that he could do it.
When I met Eduardo years ago, I didn't know much about mitochondrial disease. It can cause several disabilities, including developmental delays, autism, and epilepsy. That makes things like learning to ride a bike more difficult. While his older brother learned at age 4, Eduardo is learning at 13.
Because his muscles are so weak or they're not that strong, he doesn't have balance. To be able to balance well and coordinate with a bike, you will always have to ride a bike with training wheel.
So what is mitochondrial disease? In case you need a refresher from biology class, mitochondria create the energy that fuels our cells and organs. Dr. Wallace Taylor with Texas Integrative Medicine explains what the disease does.
Mitochondrial disorder is very common. The features that are the hallmarks of it, particularly the fatigue and some of the dysfunction of the brain and some of the other cellular functions that come from low ATP.
ATP. That's short for adenosine triphosphate, an organic compound that captures and stores energy. Then it releases the energy into our muscles. That process is disrupted for people with mitochondrial disease. Back in their neighborhood, Eduardo's mother, Yamilet, remains hopeful about his life ahead, but she knows not every child has the same opportunities they've been able to provide. She says some children with this disease have trouble going through everyday life tasks like eating or using the restroom.
So even though he has mitochondria, we feel blessed that he can be able to do these things.
Yamilet says more challenges will continue as Eduardo gets older. But for now, he's going to keep pedaling one foot after the other. Bianca Paz, KUT News.